This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Foundations. It is an individual activity and is part of the What's the Story lesson in the Spanish Colonial Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Part 1. Directions. 1. Read each passage about a significant event during the Spanish colonial era. 2. What happened? Highlight or circle two statements that are most significant to this event. Note, all three statements are true, but only two are the most significant. 3. Significance. A helpful tip. Read the significance of each event first to help you understand what's most important about each reading. Then, choose which two events under What Happened best support the significance. First significant event, the Mission Presidio system. When? Ongoing. What happened? A. Spain established missions and presidios in Mexico to protect Spanish silver. B. Spain expanded the mission system into Texas to protect its claim to the land. C. Soldiers at the presidios in central Mexico protected Spanish silver. Significance: Spain established missions in Texas to better claim the region. Second significant event: the mission presidio system in Texas. When? Ongoing. What happened? A. The first Spanish missions in Texas were established in the coastal plains for the Caddo. B. Most Texas Indians at the missions wanted protection, not conversion or assimilation. C. Disease and a lack of support and resources were two things that caused the missions to fail. Significance: Missions in Texas failed for a number of reasons. Third significant event: the Apache and Comanche in Texas. When? Ongoing. What happened? A. Tribes like the Comanche and Apache were incredibly powerful in Texas. B. The French were a threat to Spain's claim to Texas. C. The missions failed, and Spain had to pay the Comanche to maintain peace. Significance: The real power in Texas belonged to the Comanche and Apache. Fourth significant event: the Louisiana Purchase. When? 1803. What happened? A. The U.S. became a new country and bought the Louisiana Territory. B. The U.S. fought a war for its independence from Great Britain. C. The U.S. claimed they owned part of Texas, which was a threat to Spain. Significance: The U.S. became a new potential threat to Spain's claim to Texas. Fifth significant event: the War for Mexican Independence. When? 1810 to 1821. What happened? A. Miguel Hidalgo was killed during the rebellion for independence. B. New Spain's caste system made a lot of people without power very unhappy, so they fought for freedom. C. The War for Independence killed a lot of people in Texas. Significance: Mexico's War for Independence weakened Texas by reducing its population. Sixth significant event: the filibusters in Texas. When? 1810 to 1821. What happened? A. Some filibusters wanted to make a profit and find resources in Texas. B. Some Americans came to Texas illegally to join the fight for Mexican independence. C. Many Tejanos and Americans were killed as Mexico tried to stop the filibuster activities. Significance: New Spain's actions against Americans and Tejanos rebelling in Texas reduced Texas's population even more. Seventh significant event: a new country, the United Mexican States. When? 1821. What happened? A. Mexico gained its independence from Spain in 1821. B. The government of Spain was angry with many Tejanos in Texas. C. A lot of the Spanish population in Texas was killed or left Texas in the war. Significance: Mexico became a country and struggled with an incredibly weak claim to Texas. Significance of the Spanish colonial era. Place a check mark next to four significant changes that came about because of the Spanish colonial era. The Comanche and Apache migrated to Texas and began a war for control of the plains, which challenged Spain's claim to the land. American filibuster activity in Texas caused Spain to take extreme and often violent measures to stop them from taking control of Texas. Spanish conquistadors and explorers led expeditions throughout Texas in search of gold and glory, but found no resources they considered valuable. The people of Mexico fought and won a war for independence from Spain, which led to the creation of the country of Mexico. The United States became a new country and bought land near New Spain, claiming they also bought parts of Texas. Repeating. Place a check mark next to four significant changes that came about because of the Spanish colonial era. The Comanche and Apache migrated to Texas and began a war for control of the plains, which challenged Spain's claim to the land. American filibuster activity in Texas caused Spain to take extreme and often violent measures to stop them from taking control of Texas. Spanish conquistadors and explorers led expeditions throughout Texas in search of gold and glory, but found no resources they considered valuable. The people of Mexico fought and won a war for independence from Spain, which led to the creation of the country of Mexico. The United States became a new country and bought land near New Spain, claiming they also bought parts of Texas. Part 2. Directions. Answer the comprehension questions based on information from the readings. Question 1. Which major theme of the unit is best represented by the primary source excerpt below? Quote, "I am compelled to say that your arrival at the Nassanite village surprises me much. Your governor could not be ignorant that the post you occupy belongs to my government, and that all the lands west of the Nassanite depend upon New Mexico. I counsel you to advise Monsieur de Bonville of this, or you will force me to oblige you to abandon lands that the French have no right to occupy." End quote. A letter from the governor of Texas, Don Martin de Alarcon, to a French man named La Harpe, who had settled among the East Texas tribe of the Nassanites, a tribe within the Caddo Confederacy. 1719. The Portal to Texas History, University of North Texas. A. Texas was dominated by powerful tribes of the Great Plains during the Spanish colonial era. B. The Spanish colonial era was a time of territorial conflict over land in Texas between France and Spain. C. New Spain's discriminatory social caste system led to conflict between different social groups within Spain's North American colonies. Repeating question 1. What major theme of the unit is best represented by the primary source excerpt below? A. Texas was dominated by powerful tribes of the Great Plains during the Spanish colonial era. B. The Spanish colonial era was a time of territorial conflict over land in Texas between France and Spain. C. New Spain's discriminatory social caste system led to conflict between different social groups within Spain's North American colonies. Question 2. The graphic organizer below shows possible major themes of the Spanish colonial era. Which major themes provided best characterize this era of Texas history? Select 3 correct answers. The Comanche and Apache dominated Texas, presenting challenges for the Spanish missions. War between Spain and France caused the Spanish to abandon the mission system. New Spain and later Mexico struggled with the issue of strengthening their claim to Texas. The mission system failed to attract Texas Indians interested in converting and assimilating. Repeating question 2. The graphic organizer below shows possible major themes of the Spanish colonial era. Which major themes provided best characterize this era of Texas history? Select 3 correct answers. The Comanche and Apache dominated Texas, presenting challenges for the Spanish missions. War between Spain and France caused the Spanish to abandon the mission system. New Spain and later Mexico struggled with the issue of strengthening their claim to Texas. The mission system failed to attract Texas Indians interested in converting and assimilating. This concludes the worksheet foundations for the What's the Story lesson.